That in the place of rejoicing, that's where there should be ra'ada, there should be trembling over there. Which Rashi explains in the place of the giving of the Torah, which makes a person misameach leiv, there should be trembling. But Tais actually explains that makim gila is not necessarily the giving of the Torah, it means the place of Hashem, which is the place of rejoicing. Kedir Silik says in the Pasik, Oiz v'ched v'bim kaim, the Pasik says Dibriyamim, that strength and joy is in his place, and that's what we're saying, that's the makim gila, that there should be a ra'ada. Kinek says, Master begins with the Gemara, B'kiva sub like Rabbi Yisi. B'kiva holds like Rabbi Yisi, that on the 7th of Sivan the Torah was given. And that's a sub, Yikol Meshavi Meshavi. So, says Taisis, B'lava chitzar chaliz b'k Rabbi Yisi. Actually, besides this point, that it's on this, that to say that it's on the 7th of Sivan, that he holds that it was before Matan Torah, says, anyways, he has to hold like Rabbi Yisi that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. Why? Because Kibin is severely b'Shabbos perikom erbikibah sins and Shabbos not peva medav. The Gemara discussed Rebikibah says that if a woman discharges semen within chamish einus 5 12-hour periods, that then she's tummy, which that was in the cheshbon of how much time they needed before matan Torah. Umucha chasim dal karchas of kerbiyesi. It's obvious that he held a kerbiyesi because he obviously held that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan, because the Prisha, the separation from the wives, was on Wednesday. So then on Shabbos, even if she discharged, not going to be Tamei because it's 5 time periods. You have the day of Wednesday, you have Wednesday night and Thursday day, you have Thursday night and Friday day, which are 5 Einus, and therefore when one Shabbos comes, she's not going to be Tamei. It's obviously that's a Gerbisi who's saying that the Torah was given on the Shabbos, meaning on this day 7, and not on day 6. Ketanek says, Master begins with the Gemara Masailah Rabbi Lazar, it supports Rabbi Lazar. Now we see that Rabbi Kiva says, like him, that Yemrael Vikel Maisha was, everyone was really there, because it was really before Matan Torah. Says Tais, Leidana Mashaich Lemim Masailah, I don't know what it's applicable to say, it supports Rabbi Lazar, but mostly the Plikat Tanoi, it's something that's actually a Tanoi dispute, so what are you supporting? It's a Machlik Tanoi. Vadrabba, actually Tais says to the contrary, Kul Tanoi, like I would say, almost everyone says not like him. Rabbi Glili, Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Masim Mecharish, Levan, Rabbi Kiva Luchadei, except Rabbi Kiva, they're all saying that actually it was after Matan Torah. So what are you supporting Rabbi Lazar? It was only Moshe Rabbeinu, and not that they were all there. V'shemesh from the Aluch, Rabbi Kiva Mechaveir, made because Aluch Rabbi Kiva over his colleague, come and say later, but says it supports him, even though everyone else is disagreeing with that. Tinek says, Mazda begins with the Gemara, Moshe Shema, Moshe heard, Yisrael Leshema, but the Jewish people didn't hear, which there was a contradiction. That it seems to be that everyone did hear the way we said. It's just that it was just a sign of covet to Moshe. So the Gemara gives two answers. Says Taisa Lematz Lishna, the Gemara could not have answered. What do you mean? That he has to like Rabbi Kiva. That drash is going not like Rabbi Kiva. El Ketanoi, the plague LLL. Like the Tanam who disagree, and they say Rikel Moshe Bim Shavi was after Matan Torah, and actually was just till Moshe, and there was no one else over there. So why don't we just say it's like those Tanoim? Says Taisa, no, because that drash of the Quran, this drash of the pasuk which we bring over here, the Koilai could have said Koilai instead, it says Koilai love. From the fact that they changed the wording, that seems to clearly indicate that it was only Moshe Rabbeinu who heard, and not just that. As if we're only speaking to him, but that he's the only one who heard it. Mistama like Amanda Pollock. We can presume that no one's disagreeing with that drasha, and even Rabbi Kiva would not disagree. And therefore, we have to explain even according to Rabbi Kiva how to be able to resolve what we said before, that he wasn't the only one who heard it, and that others heard it. That's what you have to say, the two answers that the Gemara gives.